Saga of the Change is an actual play podcast using the World of Darkness system about survival in a magical, post-apocalyptic world, and therefore may contain language and material not suitable for all audiences. Listener discretion is advised.
But just popping me out the game.
Huh? Fuck off. You fuck off.
You better.
You got
Wait, did you tell yourself to fuck off twice?
No, I told Bird to fuck off.
Oh, I didn't hear anything from Bird. I thought you said fuck off, and then you said fuck off in a more exasperated tone.
No, I mean, I also tell myself
to fuck off sometimes, but like, damn.
You know what? Sometimes I need it.
Yeah.
Not that I listen to myself, but sometimes I need it.
Are you ever, like trying to do something and it doesn't work right? That's like when you tell yourself to fuck off. It's just like, oh, fuck off.
No, I tell whatever I'm using to fuck off.
Yeah, that's fair. Telling it, cussing out inanimate objects is just like part of my daily routine.
Or you just look at it and you go, bruh.
Bruh.
The bruh is strong with this bitch.
Yes, dude.
Valid.
Bruh.
Throw hands about it.
Bruh hands intensify. All right. Jumping back into the trauma. I mean, the story.
I've already scared one player off. Don't make it worse.
Let's go walk inside Ben's brain.
It's scary up there. I wouldn't do that.
I've walked through it before.
So back into it. In our last session, the party prepared to set out from the castle hotel to head north and confront the Nafandi situation. Before they could do so, Olathe had an encounter with our friend is a strong word. We'll call him acquaintance, Lucien, the agent of the vampires in Milwaukee, who we still know very little about, other than that they probably own Milwaukee by this point, and had a exchange of information. And learned a bit more about just what is going on in these parts. Namely, the Nafandi are allied with vampires, the Sabbat variety of vampires, which is bad news. Learned a bit more information. Call it a name reveal, if you like, about exactly who and what Mother is. And it turns out that Mother is Lilith. Or at least, most likely, is Lilith. Something of a primordial goddess, worshipped by certain Nafandi as well as certain Sabbat, and frequently referred to as the Mother of Monsters. Which serves to further solidify the link between what's going on and Jesse's frequent visitations from this bitch. With also further warnings from Lucien included that there is a Malkavian sect in the vampires in Milwaukee, some of whom have taken a special interest in Naomi and her spirit magnet shenaniganry, because it's kind of their thing. And basically warned Olathe and the party by extension that there was a possibility that some Malkavians could come looking for Naomi, but that if they did, they were not acting with sanction from the council. After all of that information was brought to the fore, there was a difficult conversation between Naomi and Chase, in which essentially it was decided that Naomi is not ready for this, unlike the rest of you guys. Ha ha, see what I did there. That her combat skills are not yet refined to the point that she can handle this. and probably her mental state is not where she can handle this, because the Fondi, they're into some fuck shit. So she was sent home, along with Milo as an escort, and will be having some solo adventures back in Kirkland, and possibly elsewhere. Meantime, the party set out north, and met up with Brother Charles, who they had met previously when they fought the Nameless Things. He is one of the Knight Brothers of the Order of Albrecht. And informed them of a large house slash mansion very nearby that had served some kind of role for the Nefandis in the area, and suggested that that be where the party begins their investigations. And we have briefly lost our Mothly companion, so I'm gonna
throw, for those of us when we decide to do the re-listen, in case we are spacing a bit, or otherwise, probably a content warning on this, we had said?
Yeah, I mean, fuck it, I have the time. I was gonna edit it into the beginning of the episode, these episodes are presented uncut and unedited when they are uploaded to Spotify. Their primary purpose is for the players and DMs to listen back. And
our memories are shit.
Some of our friends who don't participate but like to follow the story to listen back. But I am aware that we have some listeners from out there in the world. First of all, you know, thanks for hanging out. But also,
yeah, hey,
content warning. This episode and probably a couple of episodes to follow are going to feature darker themes and content than we have, for the most part, than we have previously touched on. In as the Book of the Fallen, which details the Nefandi for World of Darkness, states, you should approach these topics with caution, both as a DM, a player, or a listener. To rip off Old Gods of Appalachia, this may contain content not appropriate for all listeners, so viewer discretion is advised. So
do it. Become the Southern Preacher Man again and be unable to leave it again.
So listener discretion is advised.
You do it more than three times, you're sucking it for
we
a week.
Have Appalachian Nefandi.
Again.
I mean, what do you think Old Gods of Appalachia is? It's just Appalachian Nefandi. All right, so with that out of the way, I will probably repeat that for this entire arc, just to be on the safe side. Because, yeah, I joke about inflicting trauma, but also I'm not trying to inflict actual real-life trauma on anyone. Just for the sake of putting it out there, I know we already touched on this, basically figuring out everyone's boundaries and what they're okay with, and everyone has said there's very little that they're going to say hard stop to. As with any matter of consent, consent can be withdrawn at literally any time. So if I cross any lines or it gets too heavy, let me know. Not a problem.
Do we want a safe word?
Appalachia.
Do we need a safe word? Is there anyone here that would be uncomfortable with just saying, "Ayo, Benji, this is a little much for me"?
No.
I think at that point, like, a safe word is just saying that. Like,
yeah.
It's not nuanced or subtle.
No.
I would counter argument that with no, maybe something our character is saying versus something our player is saying.
Why don't we use the stoplight system?
Yeah.
Okay.
Or just
everyone know that?
Yeah. And
like, yellow, hey, we're getting close to something that I might not be chill with, so we at least have some warning.
Mm-hmm. And just, given that there will be parts of this where I'm describing scenes and such that may go on in, like, detail, just DM me. Because I know a lot of you are not going to want to, like, cut in. So just for the sake of that, just DM me I'll see it quick. I keep Discord up on a separate screen for that reason. So just, yeah, you just DM me. Yellow is, hey, we're getting a little squeaky here. And red is hard stop. All right. So back into it. Along with Brother Charles, were riding on the road to the east, headed towards the large mansion by lake. So the question then becomes, how would you like to approach this? And Brother Charles is basically just going to ask that. How do you guys want to do this?
What reconnaissance have you done?
Scoped the perimeter. He holds his hand up and kind of out of nowhere, a peregrine falcon dips out of the air and lands on it. And he promptly hoods the bird the way one does. And he's kept an eye on things for me. It looks abandoned. I don't think they're still using this place. I've kept a watch on it for 3 days and not seen anyone come or go or any certain activity. But with the Nafandi, you never know. So I haven't gone inside.
What kind of words have you checked for?
Correspondence, for sure. Just general. They don't seem to want people teleporting in and out of this place or remote viewing it.
Shocker.
But beyond that, it doesn't seem like they did too much. It's possible this was a cult base more than it was the Nafandi themselves. I'm not sure. I figure if whoever the head cheese of this operation is were here, the wards would be more extensive, but I don't know. This is only my second counter Nafandi operation, to be honest. I mostly have book knowledge.
Have you checked for any echoes of primal magic? Usually big magic leaves.
Yes.
Stuff there behind.
There was a lot of stuff being done here. Anytime I get the closest I've gotten to the building was about 100 yards, and that was close enough to start feeling the resonance. Whatever went on in there is not good. Really,
do you
not
have
good.
Any understanding of the time frame? You said 3 days, but usually you can kind of tell.
Some of it stretching back a couple of months. It gets a little muddled beyond that, at least within the last month, but we only found this place a little over a week ago. Like I said, I can confirm nobody in or out in the last 3 days, but
was it active
that,
a week ago? Or was it just the resonance and...
The resonance. It was the resonance that drew us. It's strong.
Huh?
He kind of reflexively crosses himself just thinking about it.
Were you able to find any sort of blueprints of this area? Do you know if there were any, like, escape tunnels or anything?
Not that I'm aware of, but no, I don't have blueprints. It could be something we could look for. As best I can tell, it was some kind of resort house before the change. It's unclear if the Nafandi were here before the change or moved in opportunistically after the fact. There's, well, a lot of people doing things like that right now.
Okay, so recon first.
Recon first.
Like any good military operation?
Historia gives a chuckle and a glance over to Jessica.
She grins.
Yeah. Tunnels is probably the first thing to check for. And then correspondence echoes. If they are getting in and out, we need to know about it. Other than, you know, walking in. Because last thing we want is to think this place is abandoned and then walk into
a party.
No kidding. Jessica's gonna kind of look, kind of lean a little bit in Chase's direction. Yeah, you know, tunnels. Shame we don't have some of those mole people around.
Well,
that was bad. Just trying to break the ice.
Now that the technocracy's done, we might.
I was about to say, we haven't checked yet. They might be right here.
Go to Texas, find out. Or maybe they're all in West Carolina.
You get some very strange looks from Brother Charles at West Carolina.
It's kind of like the other 87 known alternate dimensions, I think.
Aha. Well, I don't think this house is in one, so we'll deal with that when we get to it.
That's a good thing to check for, actually. Good call, Chase.
Chase kind of sticks a hand out for a fist bump.
Fist bump. Yeah, the last thing we need to do is walk through a doorway and be in the labyrinth all of a sudden. That'd be shitty.
Yes, it would.
Here to do the honors. You're our expert.
Gotta get closer than that. I could take a peek from here, but unfortunately, yeah, your gal pal is the one that would have been able to do that.
Well, if we get off the road and cut south through the woods, there is a little bit of a hill we can look out over the house before we get too close. Downside to that is they'll have plenty of time to see us coming if we just cross that field, but probably our best point to observe it from.
Well, with a bit of work, I can probably also try to feel for open spaces under us for any kind of tunnels.
All right.
I can send Taryn out to look. I can get an okay sense from him. Not quite as good as if I was there, but it's something.
Of tunnels?
Oh, no. Of, like, spiritual disruptance? Thresholds, as it were? Different dimensions.
Yeah.
Continue with the aerial scouting. Aletha, sounds like a good idea for you to keep an eye out for tunnels underneath. And I suppose I will take point with our paladin friend here. And you lead the way to that hill you were talking about, yeah?
Sure enough.
Before we get any closer, though, how sturdy is your mind?
Quite. Our order has dealt with demons and their servants for several hundred years. It's the first thing we learn.
Okay. Just wanted to double check. I don't want to have to kill you any more than you likely want to have to kill me.
Smart.
Does Jessica have mind wards of some kind up?
She sure doesn't.
I believe Aletha
has mind one.
I mean, mind one can do her own mind wards. And
only sort of understands it.
Yeah, we need to work on that. I feel like that's something we definitely would have worked on, but like I haven't been in RP chat in actual months.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Life sucks.
I do. formal request after this arc to sit down with Jessica and help her learn mind wards.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just putting it out there so it's said out loud this session, Jesse is mind warded with 6 successes for the Nafandi scene.
I believe Aletha was at 4 from dealing with the vampires.
There is also, you have the charm that Astoria made of Nafandi, get the fuck out of my head. So
the charm of piss off mother?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yes. You're right. It is, in fact, the charm of piss off mother.
I have it. It's in my notes as fuck off Nafandi mommy. So
okay, no, you're right. That's what it was. Yes.
Sooner don't later, forget we'll about remember.
That. Just throwing it out there so it is actually not forgotten.
Yes, Astoria also has...
Remind word.
Sorry, what?
I said I also still have a note for a mind word, actually, instead of needing to roll that one.
Yeah.
Was Jessica's also... Wait, you just said that it was not, right?
No, as I recall, Astoria had a pretty weak mind ward up on herself, and I don't recall anybody putting one on Jessica yet.
Yep, well, that's happening now. I think Chase is the only one that can.
I'm only mind one.
Yep.
Jesse's covered. Chase is covered. Jessica is going to have Chase kind of just stepping up in front of her, like, doesn't look like we have better options. You good with me going ahead and doing that?
Yeah.
It's okay. We can work on learning to do it yourself when we get home.
She kind of taps her temple. Not the first time you've gone rooting around in there.
At this point, it's easier to say who he hasn't been rooting around inside their heads.
I mean, I'm not going to do this if I'm going to get slut-shamed for it.
Would you rather get slut-shamed for other things?
Yes.
Wait, hold on.
Well, take your slut-shaming and then we'll work on it.
And, uncomfortable fidgeting from Brother Charles.
Uncomfortable fidgeting from Jesse.
Olathe's willing to work with him. If he has a requested shaming.
Coral, not and, here.
Since I fired up Chase FM The Drift and my playlist for it and hit shuffle, as Chase establishes his connection to Mind Ward, there is going to be a brief, maybe 10-15 seconds of the Mazday remix to Disclosure's Help Me Lose My Mind.
Uh-oh.
Speaking of uh-ohs, have y'all lit in your candle, since I know you're all about that?
I have.
I have not. One moment. A little wary of my candles, since I burnt the shit out of my finger last week.
Wow, so
this candle, it's got
a bad omen.
You took the violet, so Astoria didn't have to.
Get lit, piece of shit. There we go.
I am burning the wonderful apple crumb candle I bought at my local market from a wonderful elderly couple.
It's quite nice. I'm going back with the blueberry cobbler pie, which bird knows what that smells like.
So it's apparently a pie theme tonight. Got it. All right.
It's apparently time to binge purchase more candles. I'm almost out.
Nice.
Come hang out. I have the opposite market, problem. Buy all their candles.
I Say have less. Four candles. I picked the one that my friend made me.
Now you know if Jesse dies, who to blame?
Brutal.
I'm imagining that call, just a call sobbing, "You killed my character." Or just, "You killed Jesse."
So, Arate, roll for Mind Wards on the Jessica.
Yes, that is going to be 5 successes.
Okay. So, 4 for Ward and 1 for me Ward you long time?
Yeah, pretty much. That should be enough to last as long as we're going to be in this house, yeah?
Okay.
I don't know. You tell me. Do I need to put another one into making it last long enough for this house or nah?
Depends how long you'll stay in this fucking house.
I guess.
Okay.
Well, Last one. Because there's a certain doggo that also is going to need to have his brain protectulated. And then it's going to be 4 successes for Samson. 3 and 1 to duration.
Okay. Just for sake of convenience, toss those in the current effects chat. May or may not be necessary, but just to keep track of all this. Everybody who's got deflector shields set to maximum.
Unless I need to reroll, then.
I wouldn't call it maximum.
No, you're okay. You had a lot, and I know you. I recall specifically
spending a quint to.
Yeah, that you had assigned it to last a long time.
Yeah.
Okay.
I knew what the day was likely to bring.
Vibing with that plus one to his RTA difficulty already, but we'll be all right.
Yeah.
Question.
If you spend you spent successes, not a quint.
With spirit for mind one and my soul bond with Perrin, can I ward him with that too?
Yes. He's also like a spirit creature. His brain works in different ways. But yeah, with Soul Bond, I will allow that.
Phenomenal. It's still diff 7.
Make sure you have your cast noted down. And did I didn't get my 5 back from Naomi, did I?
Oh, my candle just went out.
Why did you say that?
Oh, no.
Perrin's getting possessed.
I'm getting a different candle.
Perrin is getting possessed.
No, I'm going to go get a different candle. Fuck this candle.
It's too late now. We all know.
Oh, I'm so sorry. We're recording, aren't we? Fucking loopy not.
Classy.
Okay.
Classy.
3 yeah, wick balsam forest candle. Yeah. You're up. Absolutely fucking not.
That means you have to assign a wick to each person. 1 to Jessica, yes. 1 to Astoria, and 1 to Taryn.
Yep. Keeping everyone alive with this fucking candle magic.
Okay, our minds are warded. We have something of a plan. Are we moving forward?
I spent a quintessence, and I have 3 successes.
I already rolled for the searching thing, so.
Because I am just a paranoid fuck, and, you know, Chase promised that he'd make it home, and he said he'd be here.
Ouchies.
That is also going to be 2 points of quintessence spent to make the armor and shield light enough to not have dex penalties. We are going in this ready for a fight, whether we expect one or not.
Not a bad idea.
As he does so, Chase kind of rolls his shoulders, loosens up a little bit, bounces side to side on his feet, and then gestures for our paladinly companion to take the lead. Because he doesn't actually know where we're going, aside from that there's a hill that way.
Okay. Is the whole gang going, or are we splitting the party?
I don't want to be alone.
How far away is this hill thing?
Probably a couple 100 yards.
That's a little far.
Probably should not split the party if Nefandi are about.
Alright, then Aletha will be doing this, the magic that I already rolled for, as we go.
It's had, like, a few more rolls than you, so, like, you probably could be doing those.
That's kind of what I figured. It was everyone else was doing mind ward up stuff, and Olathe was beginning the checks for tunnels. Kind of secret tunnel, secret tunnel, secret tunnel. Ben, that should be, I imagine, 5 successes for that. I do want to specify that while it's reaching down and out, I am keeping it a bit of a ways away from the house.
Okay.
A reasonable distance if they, you know, have anything that's going to react to magic.
Okay.
And Olathe is specifically doing it by taking off her shoes for the moment to literally walk barefoot on the ground and feel down through it. Because direct contact is specifically one of the ways she does magic with what with earth and life.
Gripper magic. Got it. Per Google Maps, it's almost exactly 1,000 feet from where you guys are out on the road to this hill. Probably a little bit longer to stick to the tree line and work your way around, so we'll call it about 1,000 feet. So, it's fairly thick trees to navigate your horses through. At one point, you are hugging the edge of a pond with the field off to your left. Olathe, there are no signs of any subterranean tunnels coming out of the house going in this direction.
No openings. Because I am sweeping the magic out and around.
And all the way around the house?
Or
just around you?
I'm probably putting at least two of these sucks to covering the magic.
Mm-hmm.
So, as we're rolling, if you let me take another one, I'll sweep out farther.
Okay.
That is another 4 stuck. Because I'm assuming this is a... Actually, it shouldn't even be that. No, it'd be core 2. So, yeah.
Okay.
So, another 4 suck to it. With the top of the 5, gives me a total of 9. So, probably a 5-4 split.
Okay. There's a very large cellar under the house itself, but no tunnels coming off of it that you can find.
If they have any, they are very well warded. But I'm not finding anything coming off from the house. At least underground.
And Terran drone reconnaissance.
Yes, I am looking for spiritual ley lines or thresholds of any kind.
Okay. Perception awareness, diff 7.
Okay. Dice on the floor. Okay.
Is that how you do that, bud?
5 successes.
Okay. None coming out of the house or around the house to indicate that there are any crossover points between here and any other dimensions. The gauntlet is weakened here. Simply by dint of how much dark magic has been done here. The other side of the Umbra from here, there's probably a blight. But it does not bleed over to here as of yet. Out of character refresher info for any of y'all who don't remember, blights are essentially worm tainted areas of the Umbra. There's an uber blight over Rockford. They can be caused by direct interference by wormish entities, but they can also be caused essentially by extreme suffering and death, torment, etc. If you wanted some IRL examples, places like concentration camps or major battlefields or cities that have been carpet bombed, etc., would be areas that would probably generate a blight simply by the experiences of the people who were there.
Hey guys, the spiritual energy coming through the gauntlet is similar to Rockford. So, in the off chance that we do get pulled through, does everybody remember what we did to protect ourselves from that energy? Does anyone want a refresher?
I do not remember.
Got it. You got it. Jesse, the 3-point triangle. It'll be you, me, Chase. We're going to put essentially an aura of...
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay. You got it?
Yeah.
Ability aura. That thing we're all known for.
Right. Yeah, well.
Yeah.
It worked last time. It'll work again. Just if we get pulled through, quick reminder about that. Okay. Everyone else, stay close. Try not to get separated. We don't have time for more charms. Yeah,
gotta look at Jessica. They say that if we stay in the middle.
Yeah.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
For Benji, out of character.
Shoot.
Do we have Milo?
No.
Okay.
Just Milo went with Naomi.
This is you said Father Charles? Brother Charles?
Brother Charles. He is a monk.
Brother Charles?
Yes.
For your awareness, last time we encountered a blight, we encountered rust spiders. Just
nasty creatures.
Very nasty. And a Nexus crawler. So
I'll read with that, Astoria.
Yeah.
And you're all alive.
Yeah.
I think.
I wouldn't say we're lucky because we're still dealing with all of this, but we did survive. But I'm not sure if that's how all blights are, because that's the only one we've encountered so far. But just for your preparedness levels.
Well, I can tell you I've encountered half a dozen major blights in the real world. Treblinka, Sarajevo,
since the change?
Ukraine, before the change. And certainly never saw even a hint of a Nexus crawler. I certainly hope that's the only one.
Yeah, things have gotten worse since the change. I've got pretty extensive experience with blights as well. That's the first one I've ever seen.
Hopefully the last.
I'm willing to bet it's angling for a promotion.
Yeah. So, real bad vibes on the spiritual side of things here. At bodes very poorly for what we're going to find inside.
Well,
we just won't go to that side, and it'll be fine.
Let's see what we can do to perhaps set things right.
Yeah. I'll make an area of thick and gauntlet around us, so stay close. I don't have the ability to keep it on you if you're out of sight.
Understood.
And as we get closer, I'm going to cast that.
All right.
As we get closer, I'm also dropping the 2 quint. Well, 2 tas in this case for armor and shield.
Okay. Around that time, you guys reach basically the edge of the tree line at the southern half of the field. Um, and you can kind of see through the trees out over this big open field and the hill that he was talking about towards the big house. There's a big round pavilion type structure between you and the house. And the house is there on the edge of a lake, about 300 yards away. We should probably leave the horses somewhere. I don't think they will be too fond of the resonance in there. And also makes us much easier to spot from a distance.
Agreed.
Put some sort of barrier up so people don't see him and steal him.
Probably.
Although I guess that's kind of the least of our worries right now.
We're near a building, right? Can we just send him back to Kirkland? Pull him back out when we're leaving?
That is a lot of magic to be using and a lot of paradox to be generating. They're huge.
I meant thumb to chase with the key.
I'm
not confident that I want to use this key somewhere that somebody watching can trace it back to where it goes.
Hey Ben, have we seen or felt like a resonance off of that before?
Off of what?
The key being used?
I mean, it's like, big magic.
So it does leave like a correspondence effect?
Yes.
Okay.
Never mind.
If you're comfortable with it going to your house, like, maybe, but I'm assuming the answer is no, just like my answer is no, so.
Yeah.
They'll be all right. Let's find a tree of time, too. Aletha can, like, make a horse if we need to.
Jesus fucking Christ.
It'd be a bit of work, but technically, yes.
Fucking nuts.
All right. So, horses tied to trees to keep them from fucking off. And then Brother Charles moves kind of low up towards the crest of the hill. He has a shield on his back, along with a fairly large, like, hand-and-a-half-style sword. Kind of reaches the apex of the hill and flops into a prone position, pulls a set of binoculars out of his pack, and aims them at the house. All right. Here we are.
Binoculars. Why don't we think of that kind of stuff?
I have some if you want to use them. I just prefer using Terran.
Basically blind. Go ahead.
I don't, because I got special eyes. I don't know about fucking you guys.
Astoria pulls out a pair of binoculars and offers them to Chase.
Like I said, I'm basically blind. If you want to go ahead and take a look, be my guest. I'll trust you.
Oh, okay. Well, that works then. Jesse, do you want to have extra special eyes?
Sure, why not?
Offer them to Jesse and continues using Terran.
The Olathe's probably splitting between herself and River popping out of her pocket.
Jessica previously salvaged the crossbow that has an actual scope on it, so she's looking through that.
Jason's taking the time to activate Samson's doggy armor.
Okay.
Doggo armor.
Yeah, man.
Oh, we are not losing the doggo.
Really needs 13 soaked ice, okay?
Yeah.
it's important. He's great.
I'm not arguing.
So I'm double checking for people, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So perception, alertness, or awareness, whichever you prefer.
It's the same dice pool.
Difficulty 7 for everybody for both.
Perception.
Did you want more in addition to Terran's successes that he's already had?
No, it's okay.
Okay. Did count the number of dice rolls?
Yes. And yeah, diff 5 for the Jesse.
Wouldn't it be diff 4 because she has the binoculars?
Unfortunately, that does not change my number of successes.
You're probably right, yeah. But yeah.
Well, thanks to 2 ones, Olathe zeroes out.
Does he got 7?
Fucking wild.
Hope that's not a sign of the night.
Olathe goes prone on the hill next to Brother Charles and sets about squinting off into the distance, and River waddles it's over and puts Cat Buttonface directly in front of Olathe to look with her own eyes. Olathe doesn't see shit.
River, you're not
that's good at least.
River, I can't look through your ass out your eyes.
Mow.
You're not that kind of tube.
You get the distinct impression that that mow is intended to say, I help.
Well, with 2 suck, River figures something out, I'm sure. Or no, sorry, 3 suck.
Okay.
Because it's 5 for her, because she has EQ senses. She's a fucking cat.
She's a fucking cat. Ready.
Here we go.
You know what?
You know, I'm not even mad that I usually come second to a dog in the these kind of things. I'm not even mad.
It's cooperative.
Yep.
He is a hell of a doge.
Mm-hmm.
He sure is.
That's why Chase isn't bothering with the binoculars. They're wasted on him.
Could have held them in front of Samson.
Samson, for his part, looks ahead, but also he's a doge, and he does big snifferooskies.
Mm-hmm.
And that draws his attention in the same direction that River's attention is suddenly pulled. To the tree line, back and behind you guys.
Not like that.
And he sets off in that direction to get a better look at something out of sight of the rest of you.
Chase but follows.
Well within the schnoz range of the 2 mammals.
Yeah.
River, for her part, follows the dog. Homeward bound style. Taryn sends back more detailed magical information on what he's getting off of the house. Basically, every sphere has been utilized in here. All of it with Nephondic resonance. And a preponderance of spiritual entities. One might call them ghosts. Astoria, for her part, looking through her binoculars alongside Jessica, looking through her scope, can kind of see that the windows of the house have been adorned in most places, either covered over by big black curtains, or in a few places had sigils sketched on them in what almost certainly is blood and other bodily fluids. They look as if they were, and Jesse's getting a bit of this too, as if at some point they were charged with magic, as if these sigils formed the magical perimeter of this place, but almost all of them have faded out of effect.
Almost all?
Yes. The correspondence sigils are the only ones that are still powered. The others have been here long enough and have not been refreshed in long enough that they have faded out of control. Astoria, give me Wits Occult. Jesse,
favorite role,
catches sight of a little bit more. Because specialize. The set of trees off to the southwest corner of the house looks as if there's a body hanging from just about every tree branch.
Is that the direction the animals went, or the other side of the house?
I'm sorry?
Is that the direction the animals went, or like the far side of the house?
No, the animals went south-southeast.
Okay.
Away from the house. And it looks as if somebody or someone or something dug a channel from the hanging bodies to the lake. Or pond. We'll call it a pond. That's not really a lake. The pond that is nearby. A channel which appears to have been intended as a drain for blood. To thoroughly stain said pond with human blood. They were hung up there as if to drain out.
To contaminate the lake.
Yep. So
that's probably a call.
The animals head into the woods just off to the southeast with Chase in tow.
Yes. Any particular modifiers to stealth?
And you said any particular modifiers to stealth?
Yeah, D6 or anything.
D7.
D7.
It's broad daylight.
It's the woods.
Yeah. You're also wearing lots of nice shiny metal.
It's painted.
Yeah, we had talked about the fact that we would camo our armor.
We saw that the Duchy had done that like 3 months ago and said, yeah, we're doing that when we get home. So, like, it's not shiny anymore, if that changes anything. It's probably actually camo.
All right, I'll give you diff 6.
Okay, thank you.
Also gonna stealth follow, because where the fuck's my cat going?
Not that it makes much of a difference for Samson, but...
Sneaky Breaky Chase.
Then...
He learned coyote.
I just rolled 4 dice and rolled 4 twos.
Keck.
Okay. Yeah, Aletha somehow is the loudest person in the woods right now. Probably a little bit rattled by the open attempt to defile nature that's clearly happening here. Are y'all sharing your findings among each other, by the way?
Yeah.
Yes.
Chase is announcing Samson is onto something before he leaves.
There's a mote of blood over there.
Shaka sign.
Mote of blood. Of course there is.
Yeah, the lake is pretty defiled.
Jesus.
Okay. Sorry, I had a DM. Diff 7 and intelligence occult is allowed, yes. Negative on spirit expertise for this one.
Okay. 1, 2, 3. 4 successes. My other 3 dice are 666, though.
This pleases the DM. Okay. These sigils are somewhat familiar. Hermetics are quite fond of using sigils for magic. So are Verbena. And Astoria is fairly familiar, well, very familiar with the Hermetic way, and fairly familiar with the Verbena way. These sigils are mockeries, perversions of both Hermetic and Verbena sigils. The ones that are no longer powered look to have been a fairly complex weave of life, prime, mind, and forces magic intended to essentially put an invisible cage on this house. Magical human roach motel. You can go in, you cannot come out. So whoever was being held here for assorted nefandic purposes didn't really need to be guarded or watched when the Nefandi were not using them. They could just fuck off, and the wards kept them locked inside.
Question.
That's a vibe, honestly.
Well, first I'm going to tell the party that this is a you can go in but you can't get out kind of situation when the wards are active. Second question, well, first question, I guess. Is there resonance in that blood pond that might be able to power those wards back up when we get in there?
Yeah, can I check for time triggers?
That would be the question. The resonance is real bad.
No, sorry, resonance is the wrong word. Yes. Stored power, like primal power stored in that blood pond.
Okay. Jesse, give me a perk aware diff 7 for time triggers. Astoria, give me a perk aware diff 6 because spirit to take a look at the lake. Come again.
What was my diff again?
7.
And that's not 5 because it's looking for magical stuff?
Correct.
Okay. It's going to be 4 successes.
Okay.
Also 4.
There's no keyed pause. No time effect that is waiting for you to trigger it. Not that you can see. Last bit with Astoria, and then we're going to hop back to Chase and Aletha and the animals. Astoria. The lake of blood, or pond of blood, was a very intense bit of summoning magic. The blood was either the blood or the corpses themselves were used as an offering or a bait to get something from the other side to come across. What that was is unclear. But someone came here with the intent of getting a new pet, maybe. And this is how they brought it over. Commit a bad enough atrocity, and things on the other side take notice.
And the rest of the party is kind of skittering off elsewhere.
Chase, Aletha, and the two animals are kind of right at the tree line about... I mean, within, like, you could raise your voice a smidge and breach them.
They're sneaking.
Yeah, they are sneaking.
I'm going to, in a low voice, tell the people near us, near me, that they've summoned something and be on the lookout.
Can you tell what?
Something real bad. Probably something big. Or bad. Kind of depends. Benji, you said we're moving on. Never mind. I will do that after you guys.
Okay. Chase, following behind Doggo and the Caddo, both doing big sniffos, getting further and further into tree line. You come upon a very large tree. Probably the oldest tree in this forest. When you step into the shade of that tree, both of you give me a willpower. Div 8. The two humans.
Man.
Alright.
What about the mind words?
No, not for this.
Rerolls.
Good old luck dice.
Willpower diff 8.
Mm-hmm.
One suck.
Okay.
Two from Chase.
Okay.
Up from 0.
Amazing. The resonance around this tree makes both of you want to vomit. Powerfully. Olathe, you suppress the intense urge to run. It is that feeling that starts at the back of your neck and just runs down to your tailbone.
The primal get out.
Get out. And what you see around the tree and the trees nearby makes it pretty clear as to why. Bodies. A lot of them. In a pretty advanced state of decay by this point, but arranged for some kind of purpose. Each one is twisted in ways that limbs don't bend. And to a person, disemboweled. The lengths of intestine coming out of the bodies are all leading to the tree. So there are, the bodies are arrayed on the ground in various kind of esoteric shapes as they've been broken. And their entrails trailed out of their bodies to the tree. And more or less looped around it. So that the guts form a coil around the base of the tree itself. And kind of starting to go up the tree.
Around the base of the tree, but not like up the tree?
Where they can reach, they're going up the tree. Kind of knotted around each other so that they're stuck to the tree. As if to connect every one of these bodies to each other and to the tree. The tree itself is very dead. You guys are about 100 yards into the forest southeast of the rest of the party.
Back to the party. Yep.
Okay. So, as you guys are continuing to observe the house ahead of you, Jessica very slowly kind of panning her scope across, looking for something to shoot. Chase and Olathe, with their animals in tow, emerge from the tree line behind you. Both looking a little shaky, Olathe more than Chase.
There's like a turbo-corrupted tree that way.
We're burning that before we leave.
Yeah.
Great. A mote of blood, a corrupted tree, and a house full of horrors.
You say corrupted tree.
Like guts wrapped around it from mangled corpses. Strung up in the trees around it.
Boiled around it. Actually, Ben, can I give you a wits occult to try and guess what they were doing?
Sure.
Cool. And what's my diff?
Diff 8.
Alright, that is 1 for Olathe. And 2 for River.
Okay. Similarly to what Astoria could glean from the sigils painted on the house, Olathe is aware of the use of animal sacrifice and particularly animal entrails as forms of magic among different sects, Verbena and Dreamspeakers in particular.
Mm-hmm.
Not humans, though. You would, it's a little uncouth in the modern day, and most people look at you kind of askance to do this, but those ritual sacrifices of animals in either of those sects and in some other practices could be done in such a way as to harvest quintessence from their life forces.
Okay.
So it would follow that to do so with a couple dozen humans in a similar fashion means they probably were farming quintessence off of these people and using the tree as the conduit. One of the things that you remember about doing this with animals is that it's always done alive. Which is why a lot of people look at it as being a little barbaric.
Definitely don't do it in Cali. Got it. I'm pretty sure they were quintessence harvesting them. And that's probably going to get a look to... well, first of all, could I tell if it would have been someone harvesting them, or if they would have been harvesting it directly into the tree?
Using the tree as the conduit.
Okay. Look to Astoria, because I'm assuming she would be the one most familiar with what that probably means. In terms of them being probably alive when it happened.
Gross.
Yeah.
Oh boy. Okay, so 2 points of interest so far, and the house. Mental ping to Taryn. Looking for other areas like this that might form a pentagram of sorts with the house at the center.
Perception alertness, diff 7.
Four successes.
Okay. He finds 3 other sites. Only one looks like they got done with what they wanted to do. And that site is similar to the tree that Chase and Olathe just found. The other two look as if they were prepared, but not actually done. The impression is they were here and they were working, and then they stopped. But if you sketched out the locations of those points, it does resemble the beginning of a pentagram with the house in the center.
Great. Charging points, house at the center. Where is the pond in relation?
The pond seems to be its own thing. That does not form part of the pentagram.
Okay, so that is separate.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you said 2 of the ones were finished, 3 were unfinished?
Yep.
Okay, so it looks like there's 5 of those total. This one's finished. Another one's finished. Astoria points over to where the finished one is. And then points to the other 3 unfinished ones. Those ones aren't finished. My guess, you and your brothers probably interrupted whatever they were doing.
Could be.
If they got the summon they wanted, maybe they didn't need it.
Wits, occult, diff 9 from anybody who wants to do it.
Intelligence occult?
Yes. Sorry. Yes, intelligence occult, not wits occult.
I'm going to use willpower.
Ace double botches. What was the diff?
9.
Okay. 1 for Olathe.
Spirit or not?
It has to be intelligence, can't be wits.
Yes.
Damn it.
Alright. This is something you either know or you don't.
And river zeros.
Spirit. Which color or no?
Yes, actually.
Haha. Okay, with the willpower, 4 successes then.
Move the dice pile.
I'm sorry, I can't come up with anything witty that Chase thinks this is off the top of my head. Other than no fucking clue.
You need to think on it for a sec, bud?
Astoria. You've read about this in, call it the forbidden texts of the old Hermetic Library. One of your late night excursions to read things that you were not supposed to be reading yet because you're too young. Similar to when you found that book with the death sigil in it. This is very, very old Nefondic magic. The purpose of which is to open a call.
It's not finished, right?
Nope.
Oh.
What does Olathe get with one suck? It is Nephondic magic.
Yeah, you... Let me think for a second here.
It's okay if it's just that. I don't want to hold the whole plot up.
Pretty much
it.
That, yeah. This is really, really heavy esoteric shit. Not many people, even among the traditions that fight Nafandi, are familiar with what it takes to open a call. More often than not, Nafandis go out and find existing calls. Opening one from scratch is big, big magic.
Astoria. Normally, pale as a ghost. Ghost, why is it cheap? They're opening a call. They have not abandoned this. There's no way they abandoned this. This is a trap. It's got to be a big trap.
What, we just walked into a... Jesus.
I mean, not yet.
Like a phone call or...
No. Remember those pits that Chase was telling you about? Like, don't go any like dark, swirly magic pits, or else you'll become a Nafandi forevermore, and you'll be like eternally doomed in the pits of the labyrinth. One of those. They're building one here. Okay. Well, there technically.
Gate to Turbo Hell.
Can we break it?
It's not open yet.
Can we break what they've got?
Maybe.
Maybe we go back and cut down that tree now?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
At least a whole fresh batch of sacrifices to start it up again.
Yikes. I don't love that.
Well, I'd rather say... need to find another handful of people to kill before they can put me in a call.
We're if a handful of people, and we are worth more quintessence than these people are, so we have to be so careful.
If we burn down that tree, we are very visibly marking us as here. Why? If they're not already aware we're here.
They have...
You think I see us?
Yeah. They've got a ton... They were watching Jesse. Like, they... If they don't know we're here already, they're incompetent.
Okay. Let's think for a second here. As hard as it is, they teach you to think like your prey. You're right. This is huge magic. Huge investment of time and energy and effort. If they've given it up, why?
Then what did they get?
What would be enough to make them walk away from this? Because I don't think we would have been enough.
The summon? Could they have summoned Lilith?
I think we would know. If she were walking in the material plane, I think we would know by now.
What else would they have abandoned this for? If they got what they wanted?
He shakes his head, kind of looking down like he's thinking hard.
Any ideas?
Unless they saw something bigger.
Bigger than a call?
Lalitha kind of raises her hands a little. Maybe Rockford?
Pet Nexus for Aller would be pretty cool.
It would. It's... did something come out of the lake? Did we, is that, we determined that it was, that's what it was for. Is there any way to tell if something came out?
The marks on the, yeah, you would have seen that the marks on the local Umbra, something came out, something came through.
Something did come through.
Yes.
Based off of the size of the tear.
Mm-hmm.
And the echoing resonance of the summon, how big or how bad?
Resonance is real bad. Like anything Nefondic, whatever came through was very clearly associated with Nefondic energies. Size-wise, it's about Terran-sized.
Like this Terran or spooky Terran?
This Terran.
Whatever it is small. Incredibly Nefondic. Power level?
Yes.
Yes.
Tougher than any one of you.
Tougher than all of us together?
Probably not.
We'll find out.
Definitely spooky.
Okay. It's about the size of Terran. Now? That
doesn't mean quite as much to the creatures like that.
It doesn't, but... easy to hide. Easy to be hidden.
Astoria, Jesse, and Olathe. I need a flat wits check. Diff 8.
Sting, I was just thinking it's Milo.
Right?
Success is from Jesse.
Two from Astoria.
What was the diff?
8.
There you go, little die. Well, 3 9s says okay.
Okay, we'll say it comes to Olathe's mind first. Remember back a few months ago, early in the change. You guys encountered an old hermetic safe house. Mm-hmm. And used it in to Chicago. Hide out for a while in Chicago. Astoria, at the time, dug around in her books and found some notes about this safe house and why it was here. It was a forward operating base for the Order of Hermes to act against Nefandi operating in Illinois.
Astoria, when we were in Chicago... didn't you find something out about that safe house we stayed at dealing with Nefandi?
I mean, yeah, it was a forward operating base of sorts. Most of our safe houses are of some kind.
So then their presence has been here since before this. Maybe it wasn't Chicago itself that they were watching.
Maybe.
Then what's so important about this area?
I'd sure fucking like to know.
Then is this where you tell me it's because they killed a bunch of Native Americans here back in the day?
I didn't see any ley lines. Like, it's not... I don't know the history of the area, so I mean... It could just have bad resonance, but it's not set on top of anything, as far as I can tell. Can I open my book back up and see if I can read a little bit more about what they were facing there, if there's anything?
Sure.
What do you want for that?
Wits plus occult plus library, diff 7.
Would you accept intelligence plus occult plus library?
Yes.
Okay. So diff 7?
Mm-hmm.
Spirit or not?
No.
Okay. 4, 6 rerolls. 6 successes.
Phenomenal. Okay. You dig through your book and find some more history of the Order of Hermes content. Adjacent to where you found that Order of Hermes safe house information. Detailing effectively a small war that happened here. The combatants included the Order of Hermes, a Nephondic cult, a group of Black Spiral dancers, and the local vampires. What you read is essentially an uneasy truce that was made between the Order of Hermes and said vampires to drive out Nephondic influence, which was growing in the area. The result was a large running battle across much of southern Wisconsin and into Illinois that lasted for several weeks. The ultimate climax of this resulted in 2 massive disasters that have been effectively covered up by history by saying that they were something else. The Peshtigo Fire and the Great Chicago Fire. The fallout and collateral damage of the combat that took place killed over 1,000 people between both places and burned thousands of square miles. The Hermetics and vampires were victorious at great cost, and the local Nephondic influence was expunged. However, the call they were operating out of was never found.
So potentially this one. They might be trying to reopen it.
Maybe. But if it wasn't found, then it probably was never closed.
As Astoria sits and reads, the frown on her face deepens. Okay, history time, I guess. This was... Maybe not this... was it this particular place, or just this area in general?
Area in general.
Okay. This area was a site of a pretty large-scale battle between several factions of Nightfolk.
Just, sorry, to cut in, for those unfamiliar, the Great Chicago Fire happened in 1871. Please continue.
Okay. Around the time of the Great Chicago Fire, it was the cause of the Great Chicago Fire, actually. As part of a combined effort between the Order of Hermes and a coven of vampires to expunge Nefandi influence.
The Order and the vampires worked together?
Yeah. And it worked. They pushed the Nefandi out, but they never found the call. They never closed it. So there's still an active one in this area somewhere.
God damn it.
They don't need to reopen. They don't need to open one.
If they found the old one. They just had the to one.
Locate.
Yeah. If they pulled something out of the lake.
That could guide them. Pond
that could guide them to the old one. They don't need this one anymore. So whatever it is old, powerful.
And well hidden.
And well hidden. It's been over a century and it hasn't been found, so it's likely well protected. I don't think we're going to be enough to take on something of that magnitude. Not alone.